The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. At that time, Jesus revealed himself again to his disciples at the Sea of Tiberias. He revealed himself in this way. Together were Simon Peter, Thomas called Didymus, Nathanael from Cana in Galilee, Zebedee's sons, and two others of his disciples. Simon Peter said to them, "I am going fishing." They said to him, "We will also come with you." So they went out and got into the boat, but that night they caught nothing. When it was already dawn, Jesus was standing on the shore, but the disciples did not realize it was Jesus. Jesus said to them, "Children, have you caught anything to eat?" They answered him, "No." So he said to them, "Cast the net over the right side of the boat, and you will find something." So they cast it, and were not able to pull it in because of the number of fish. So the disciple whom Jesus loved said to Peter, "It is the Lord." He tucked in his garment. When Simon Peter heard that it was the Lord, he tucked in his garment, for he was lightly clad, and jumped into the sea. The other disciples came in the boat, for they were not far from the shore, only about 100 yards, dragging the net with the fish. When they climbed out on shore, they saw a charcoal fire with fish on it and bread. Jesus said to them, "Bring some of the fish you just caught." So Simon Peter went over and dragged the net ashore full of 153 large fish. Even though there were so many, the net was not torn. Jesus said to them, "Come, have breakfast." And none of the disciples dared to ask him, "Who are you?" because they realized it was the Lord. Jesus came over and took the bread and gave it to them, and in a like manner, the fish. This was now the third time Jesus was revealed to his disciples after being raised from the dead. When they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, "Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my lambs." And then he then said to Simon Peter a second time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Simon Peter answered him, "Yes, Lord, you know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Tend my sheep." Jesus said to him the third time, "Simon, son of John, do you love me?" Peter was distressed that Jesus had said to him a third time, "Do you love me?" And he said to him, "Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you." Jesus said to him, "Feed my sheep." "Amen, amen, I say to you, when you were younger, you used to dress yourself and go where you wanted. But when you grow old, you will stretch out your hands, and someone else will dress you and lead you where you do not want to go." He said this, signifying by what kind of death he would glorify God. And when he had said this, he said to him, "Follow me." The Gospel of the Lord. So today we have the third appearance of Jesus after rising from the dead on the third Sunday of Easter, probably not an accident. The first was Mary Magdalene, who thought that he was the gardener. The second, the disciples going to Emmaus encountered him on the road, but thought he was a fellow traveler. Today, the third, the apostles still don't recognize him at first. His identity is not known to them at first, but becomes known by his deeds. Speaking, calling Mary's name, or in the breaking of the bread, or in the miracle of the impossible catch of fish, God's signature is superabundance. As God the Father's action is seen in Christ, people of faith make Christ known in action. God does things in big ways. He feeds 5,000 people with 5 loaves and 2 fish. It wasn't much, but it was enough. God's miracles are about multiplication, and we must initiate so that that multiplication can happen. Our faith and our strength might not be much, but they are enough. So in the reading today in the gospel, Jesus tells his disciples to throw the net over the other side of the boat, as if all the fish were hanging out on the other side of the boat and not on the side that they've been fishing from. They agree to obey, to do what Jesus says, and they cast the net. It isn't much to do, and it is enough. 153 large fish are caught. Theologians say that at the time of Jesus, people knew of 153 known cultures in the world. In other words, Jesus tells his apostles to throw the net to catch all the nations. And the net, impossibly, does not rip. The net is the church, the instrument God uses to produce his superabundance. Well, I have to confess, for the second part of the gospel today, I was not a good student when it came to Latin and Greek. At least, I didn't get enough Latin and Greek to really learn. We had 1 year of Latin and only one semester of Greek. But I remember that this gospel was one of the things that we studied in Greek class. We had to be able to translate it into English. And the catch about this reading today is that in Greek, there are four different words for love. There's like, I love you more than anything. There's like, I love you a lot. There's like, I like you. And there's like, I love chocolate, right? So there's four different kinds of love. And that's really the simplest way I can explain it. And in English, we have like love and we have like. I love you, I like you. My mom always used to say, you have to love everybody, but you don't have to like them, right? So it's a little bit of an awkward thing that happens here. But without getting into a Greek lesson, this scripture passage uses multiple words for love. Jesus asks Peter three times, do you love me? Remember, three times Peter denied Jesus at the house of Caiaphas after the Last Supper. This is Jesus' way of forgiving him and redeeming him according to the law. Even today, in Middle Eastern culture, if you repeat something three times, it has the force of law. Believe it or not, you can say, I divorce you, I divorce you, I divorce you, and you're divorced. Pretty scary, isn't it? So what happens is when Peter denies Jesus, I do not know him, I do not know him, I do not know him, that pretty much sealed the fact that he was not a follower any longer of Jesus. And you have to wonder how this was hanging out in the back of Peter's mind during all these different appearances of Jesus, the time after the resurrection. He had to have wondered where he stood with Jesus. So Jesus asks him three times, do you love me? And he says, yes, but there's something particularly special about this passage. Because the first time Jesus uses the word love, do you love me above all things? And Peter answers, yes, Lord, I like you. You see what's happening? Do you love me? Yes, Lord, I like you. The second time Jesus says, do you love me above all things? And Peter says, I told you, I like you already. The third time Jesus asks, he says, Peter, do you like me? And Peter says, yes, Lord, I like you. It's a form of love, but it's an imperfect form of love, isn't it? And I like to use this gospel also when we talk about confession, because forgiveness of sins comes from both perfect and imperfect contrition. To be imperfect is to say, Lord, I'm sorry for my sins because I know I'm going to get punished. Perfect contrition is to say, I'm sorry for what I've done because I love you above all things, O God. The church teaches that either will do, that God's forgiveness doesn't require perfection, but that either will do. Jesus meets Peter where he is and takes whatever love Peter has to give. It isn't much, but it is enough. So that means there's hope for all of us. We might think we don't have what it takes. We may find ourselves frustrated and failing sometimes, but we keep trying. Whatever we give to God is our action. God takes it and he transforms it into superabundance. What we have might not be much, but it is enough. And in the end, all are fed, all are one, and brought together into the Church of Jesus. So now, boys and girls who are here tonight for your first Holy Communion, today you are getting to know Jesus in a new, special way. Greet him today. Learn his voice, what it feels like to be with him for the first time in Holy Communion. And then you will find him everywhere you look. And you can help all of us older people to renew this practice of Jesus as our inspiration. You are our inspiration. Look around. Do you see Jesus in your daily life? Look again. You might not recognize him at first, but you will find him in every loving act, every compassionate heart, in every selfless act of service. May you come to see Jesus in everyone you meet and in yourself as well.